For more now on the DeMacy indictment, we turn to Boston Globe columnist Joan Vinocchi. Joan, thanks for being with us this morning.
Nice to be here.
Joan, the 33-page indictment against former Speaker DeMacy outlines several things, including a situation apparently where a Cognos official wrote about a potential obstacle to this whole scheme, describing Administration and Finance Secretary Leslie Kerwin as a rogue secretary. And apparently, the Cognos official says he appealed to Kerwin's boss to try to get the deal through, and that's Deval Patrick's Deputy Chief of Staff, David Morales. So it appears that there is some high-level arm-twisting over these contracts, allegedly. What do you think all of this suggests?
Well, first of all, it's sad. There are no heroes in this story. It sounds like Leslie Kerwin, the A&S secretary, was trying to be, you know, kind of a heroine and stop the whole thing, and she was overruled by, you know, the governor's chief of staff. That's pretty high-level interference, and it doesn't say anything good about anybody.
And what about current House Speaker Robert DeLeo, who was chair of the committee that oversaw this Cognos deal? Any fallout from this for him, do you think?
Everybody under the Golden Dome went along with this plan. According to the indictment, you know, Sal DeMacy and his friends benefited financially. But you've got this system where the Speaker of the House wants something done, and from lawmakers, from his fellow lawmakers, to the executive branch, people hop to and make his wish their command.
Now, before he resigned in January, Sal DeMacy was overwhelmingly reelected as House Speaker, and these ethics questions were around at that time. Again, does this reelection say no heroes or heroines at the State House, or what do you think it does say about the priorities and loyalties of the lawmakers at the State House?
Well, I think you could call them all enablers, blunt. There were so many questions, so many, you know, issues brought to light by the Globe, and particularly my colleague Andrea Estes. And despite all that, they stood up, and one after one, I was there that day, you know, voted, you know, with passion for Sal DeMacy. I don't know what they were thinking.
When DeMacy became House Speaker in 2004, he was moving into an office that was already under some dark ethics clouds after former Speakers Charles Flaherty and Tom Finneran also left the Speaker's post. What happened to DeMacy's promise of fresh air in that position?
Well, something happens when you get into that office, and it's the opposite of fresh air. You get inside there and you start, you know, breathing power. And you start thinking that you're infallible and that you can do what you want. I mean, in journalism, three is a trend, and we've definitely got a trend of speakers who just can't live up to the promise that they walk in with.
There is a public perception, anyway, that there are big problems at the State House. We had last year's indictment of former State Senator Diane Wilkerson, and that obviously brought into Boston City Councilor Chuck Turner. So right now, what do you think that these charges will do to ethics reform at the State House?
Well, you know, that's the big question. Will any of this lead to true ethics reform? And, you know, quite honestly, it's hard to tell. It's hard for any Massachusetts Democrat right now to convince voters that they stand for reform. They say the word, but, you know, behind them is this, you know, this unfolding act or theater of the opposite of reform. And I don't think anyone right now, lawmaker or in the executive branch, you know, has real credibility on the reform issue.
What do you think this will do to the way business is conducted on Beacon Hill?
Well, again, I mean, it should be a call, a clarion call to change the way business is done on Beacon Hill. But I don't know really what it takes. In the end, this may really be the force that weakens the Democratic Party's stronghold on Beacon Hill. Maybe voters will say it's time to, you know, look to the Republican Party. Maybe they'll say we need the check of a Republican governor. I mean, the political consequences are could be very interesting.
Boston Globe columnist Joan Vinocchi, thanks very much for being with us on Morning Edition.
Thank you.
We'll have more analysis and coverage of this story in the next hour of Morning Edition, and you can go online to WBUR.org to listen to all of our reports and check out a flowchart that lays out the alleged scheme by former House Speaker Sal DeMacy.